Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
I just love the way he says my name.
Becca Tobin.
Jack Vanek.
Hi, guys. It's the Lady Gang. And today we have a really special new member of the Lady Gang.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I'll get to her intro in just 1 second. I'm going to have you on the edge of your seats. Welcome, welcome. To my right, I have Jack Vanek, CEO, clothing designer of Jack Vanek. All those sassy t-shirts you see around town, they're hers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I have the girl who's up on everything pop culture, Hollywood, walks every red carpet and
everyone.
Has every
Thirsty
single
night. Thirsty
Kelty Knight from CBS's The Insider. I am Becca Tobin, sometimes actress, sometimes blogger, sometimes dog mom, sometimes just basic bitch, you know? Across from me, one of my best friends in the whole world who's been at the Lady Gang as a guest before, but now we've included her into the whole shebang for this week, Miss Leah Michelle.
Hi.
An honorary member.
This is my audition. And I'm also just here for the candy.
I am about to pour a bottle of Oh Snap champagne.
Champagne and candy, just like way to get the party started here.
It's
there we
flowing.
Go.
It is.
We're flowing.
You guys, I'm so happy to be back. I basically like stalked Becca to come here today.
She did. Let me on.
She's like, I have the podcast today. I was like, you know, I'll come.
And I was like, you're in luck. You're in luck, Missy.
We got an opening. We made it.
Before we move on to like all the fun, fabulous things, I have to stalk you guys to do a couple things. Yep. We have a really incredible Facebook group. It's private.
Ooh, yeah.
Jack runs it. You guys should all join because it's pretty incredible. There are some things happening over there with Lady Gang members.
And my mom is starting to comment on things. So
that makes it extra cool.
That is extra cool. So find us over at Facebook. Just search the Lady Gang. Go to the Lady Gang website. You can see amazing, beautiful pictures of us. You can hear all about our, you know, incredible bios. You can listen to past episodes. But more importantly, you should subscribe to this podcast because, like, you don't really want to be the last to know. How does that song go?
Don't let me be the last to know. Is that Britney Spears song?
Isn't that Enrique Iglesias?
I don't know what you guys
Wait,
are saying.
Wait, what are you guys saying? I think you just made that song.
I think it's a duet.
No.
I don't want to be the last
to know. No, it's a Britney Spears song for
yes,
sure.
It
don't
is,
let
it
me
is.
Be the last to know. But how does it go?
It was one of those that were not, it wasn't popular. It was slow.
Mm. It was a ballad, which was rare.
Yeah.
We have to figure this out.
We're finding it right now.
We'll play it.
While Becca continues.
Okay, so anyways, you don't want to be the last to know when this podcast hits every Tuesday. Go follow us on Instagram and Twitter, The Lady Gang. And here's Don't Let Me Be
Wait,
the
we
last
can only
now.
Play 10 seconds or else we get sued. So that's it.
Oh, there that's true.
That's why I never
I
knew
still
it.
Don't know the sucks. Chorus.
It's just.
That's all we can play. That's all we can play. We're going
to
get sued.
Don't let me be the last to know.
Wow. Okay.
This is a hidden talent that I
back
have
to the show.
No idea that you
back
have.
Back to the show, everyone.
I'm full of surprises.
Okay. Britney's second album.
So I've stalked you guys to do all the things we want you to do.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
I think that's it.
No.
That's it. Go follow Kelty on social media. She pays me $5 extra to say that.
Cheers.
Thirsty
Cheers.
Night.
Thirsty night.
Thirsty.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, let's
it's
go.
Time
it's
for.
It's time for.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to let our guest start off with
yes.
her.
Yes, yes.
Wait, and this is the first time in Lady Gang history that someone else has contributed to Good Week, Bad Week. Don't mess it up.
I'm really
Do not
in, you guys. I'm in.
You're in.
This is the most popular segment of our show, so no
oh
pressure.
God.
Yeah. Don't screw it up, please.
Well, you know, this was a last-minute drop-in here today at the Lady Gang, so didn't have too much time to think about it. But I had a fantastic week because I'm going back to Scream Queens for season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm super excited about, and we had a great first season in New Orleans. But we just found out that we are going to get to do our second season in LA, and not only in LA, but at Paramount Studios, which is where I did Glee for 7 years. So my good week was getting to go back to Paramount, go back to my old stomping ground, great memories. I was so happy. Becca lives super close by, and I'll be knocking on her door every single day. And that was my good week because I'm so excited to go back to the show, but now also to get to go back and be in a place that I loved for so long. It was like my college years, and I get to go back.
Wait, why did they film in New Orleans?
Because there's...
There's like tax incentives for TV shows, so mm-hmm. a lot of stuff will shoot in New Orleans or Atlanta or like all these other places.
And it was
they
super
just want
fun.
People doing stuff there.
Or yeah, I guess cheaper. It just brings.
Yeah, and it was great, and we had such a blast. But you know, Becca knows this about me too. I'm such a homebody. Like mm-hmm. I love being home and being around my friends and my family. So to get to do the show this year and be in
sleep
LA,
in your own bed,
it's gonna be the best.
Did you have a bad week, though?
Leah Michelle never has bad
We don't really
weeks.
Care about the good weeks
I
here.
Never have a bad
Your good week. Was fine. What's next?
Wait, but that was a good week, right?
That was a good week.
It was a good one.
My Pretty dreams good. Are coming true.
I'm so happy for you. What was terrible?
Leah, my good week?
You're so bad.
My good weeks are usually about food, so that was a good week. It surpasses mine.
This is my good week right now, just being here. My bad week, okay, it wasn't so much a bad week, but maybe can I say a bad moment?
Yes, that's usually what they are.
So Becca and I had a sleepover last night because that's what 30-year-olds do.
Uh-huh.
We like to have sleepovers mm-hmm. and, you know, watch Bravo.
Hold on.
What does your fiance do when you're at the sleepover at Leah's house?
Well, I'm so lucky. My fiance travels for work. So Leah and I are like part-time lovers because I'm like, he's out of town. I'm coming over.
Got it. Okay.
And it's really great. Like, I love Zach so much. He's so amazing. But I really love the most of all that his job takes him out of town a lot so that I can have Becca 50% of the time.
That's true.
So we were having a 30-year-old sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hanging outside with her sweet dog, Orly, who I love. And we were sitting and having a relaxing glass of red wine. And all of a sudden, the door comes over and Becca just turns, like, ghost white. And her dog, who's, like, the size of, like, a small stuffed teddy bear, had a massive, large, dead bird in its mouth. And just dropped it, like, a large, like, at our feet. And
like
Becca...
An amazing
like it
discovery.
It was the best gift ever, and I've never been so freaked out in my whole life, and the process of watching Becca have to clean it up and get it out of the backyard was just something I'll never forget. So
that's definitely a great
well,
moment.
And Leah's like, she killed it.
She
killed
definitely
it. And
did.
I was like, Leah, she is an 8-pound dog. She can't even catch, like...
She's still an animal.
I know, but...
Sheila could have killed it for sure.
Sheila's a cat, though. That's, like, that's their
like
skill.
That's, like, what they do.
But, like, Orly can't even, like, chase a toy in the house. Like, I'm like, she didn't kill a bird. Like, there's no way.
She definitely...
But
where did
when
she
I
get
went
the
over...
Bird?
Yeah, what was the bird? Just, like...
Was it
and Becca
dead?
Said...
Was
the,
its head broken?
The words from Becca Tobin was... It was fresh.
It was fresh because when I picked it up with the grill fresh. Tongs, that's right.
Oh, we
it
didn't
was
wash
still,
those.
Yeah, we did.
Squishy and stuff?
It was still mushy.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Did it look like it
I think Orly took
limbs?
It. I think Orly took that bird down. How?
I agree. Because she was like chasing the birds for a while.
I don't think so.
This bird was like large. It was like not.
Were there puncture wounds?
I did not look that closely. I hate birds.
She did 50% of the cleanup, put the bag down, and she was like, I'm just going to take a beat and go sit down for 5 minutes.
Did you clean your dog at all?
Yes.
Like,
she got a full shower, head to toe.
And now it's all contaminated with bird
But
deadness.
Leah let her lick her mouth like an hour later.
I love that dog.
Clean dogs lick my mouth.
Orly and I have a very special relationship, and I love dogs. Everyone knows I have my cat, who's the love of my life. But Orly is like, seriously, she's in my... We slept last night. It was Becca, Orly, me, and Sheila.
Yes.
And the
I was
dead
like,
bird.
I love every bit of my life.
Yep.
You know what? You can stay.
And I'm doped
up. That was
up
a
on,
good bad week.
Oh my
Benadryl.
God, thank you so much.
I approve. Right. It was a good Jack, do we approve?
Oh, yeah.
You're in.
It's good. You're in.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you were going to vote for her anyway. It's your best friend.
It's true.
Why are you just asking?
Your vote doesn't count.
I'm biased. I'm going to go next.
Cut.
So my bad week is this. This is like really so boring, but whatever. I realize that I am in between not yet a girl, not yet a woman. Wait, what is it?
I'm not a girl,
I'm
yet
not
a woman.
Not yet a woman.
Second Britney Spears reference. Okay, here's what I've realized at 30. I have all the terrible traits that come with being young and all the terrible traits of being old.
Like acne and wrinkles?
Exactly. Ooh. So here is... This one in particular is the worst juxtaposition, is that I, as an adult going through buying a home, realize that I can't comprehend normal adult conversation.
Oh, me neither.
I'll get an email and I'll read three lines of it and then I'm like, where's the picture? Like, it's an Instagram caption. And my fiance is like, can you read the escrow amendment, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
what's an escrow?
I've learned so
exactly,
much.
Jack.
Yes.
Oh, I don't
okay.
know. I don't have
so,
a house.
That's where I fail miserably, and that's where I'm like a child. Like, you would think that I've never, like, seen a contract in my life, so I'm an idiot. I'm completely incompetent. But then I don't get to reap the benefits of being young, so now I'm like an old person who can't stay awake past 9 p.m. So I'm this useless human who has to be in bed by 9 p.m., but I can't read a contract for my mortgage. So, like, where are the good things about being 30?
I don't think there are.
There are none.
I just realized as I
what
was...
What do you mean? I think it's so great.
Oh, God. Here she comes.
Yeah, you're out.
You're going to wake up in the morning looking fantastic from going to bed at 9 o'clock, and then you can feign the excuse of just being like, I can't figure this out.
No, when you were younger and you were thinking about somebody that was 30, you're like, oh my God, they have kids, they're like such an adult, blah, 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 blah. And it's like now we're 30 and it's, I feel so
useless. But you know what's so funny is like when you're in your 20s and everyone that you know that's 30 always says to you like, being in your 30s is the best. When you're 20, you're so filled with anxiety and what's going to happen in my life. 30's amazing. And I would look at them and be like, I feel so sad for you that you have to say that right now. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to be 30 and I'm like saying to 20-year-olds, 30 is amazing. I'm like, oh my God.
That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens.
But see,
I'm here to tell you that 30 is not amazing, okay?
No.
It's just okay.
Listen, I have a pimple
more months. And Botox. How's that possible? How do I get both? There's my bad week.
That sucks.
My good week is this, though. This also has to do with aging. I ate for 3 days straight, I would say an average of 5,000 to 8,000 calories a day over this past weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No joke. It was like grilling out. I had hot dogs, burgers, plural, in one day. Just anything you could possibly, cupcakes, cookies, whatever.
You brought those cupcakes and cookies.
I did bring those.
You brought that on yourself.
That's true. But I was like, I'm not holding back. I'm just going to see what happens after the weekend. I'm going to step on that scale and I'm going to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I stepped on the scale and I really wasn't that let down. I mean, I expected something, but I felt pretty good and I felt like it was kind of worth it.
Oh, yeah. We've had this conversation before.
Yes.
Where it's like you'd like kill yourself to lose like 5 pounds and nobody ever notices.
No one notices.
So it's like you might as well just eat what you
and
like.
And the difference of the 5 pounds is like enjoying life or wishing I was
or
dead.
Or hating yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I agree. That's
maybe.
Yeah.
30.
Tell me if I start getting a double chin, though. A bigger one.
Oh, I will. Double chin alert.
Double chin. Okay, Kelty, go.
Well, speaking of double, this is a great segue.
Oh, that is a good segue. Here
I should lose more Emmys for this.
I had a feeling.
So you guys know, in the deep veins of my double chin life, I finally went and got Cool Sculpting on my chin.
Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I will. And it's my bad week. So first of all, they're like, it doesn't really hurt. It's not that bad.
You know what? Who said that?
Everyone. And they were like,
do you have a low pain tolerance, though?
No, I have a crazy high. My appendix burst and I work for 2 days. Like, my pain tolerance is very high. Okay. So I went in, and you know what? The first 15 minutes, I was like, I don't know if I can do that. My toes were curling the way, like, laser hair removal makes your
what
toes curl.
What does it feel like?
It feels like a giant vacuum sucks in, and then it's like the machine against your bone is what hurts. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. They're like, you can work from emails and stuff. I brought my laptop. I thought I was going to set up and, like, work. You cannot work. I barely could watch Good Wife reruns on Hulu. I was like, ugh. Anyway, so the bad week is after. I was like, am I going to bruise? Am I going to be able to work? And they're like, you know what? You might get like a little bruising, but it won't be any bad. I had a Cool Sculpting machine shaped black hickey bruise on my entire chin. And I showed up at work the next morning and they're like, how are we going to cover this? They had to bring out the drag queen contour kit, which is like, you know, where it's green and then the orange and the yellow. And everyone was laughing at me. The worst part of it was that you don't see the results right away. And I have to say, the like suction of the machine almost made my double chin worse because now it's like pulled it out before it's going to suck back in. Well, my husband, when I got home out of the shower, he goes, what did you do? And I was like, oh, I got Cool. And then he's on Cool Sculpt Watch. So all weekend, he's just like, he'd be like, let me see. And he was like checking it out. And he's like, I think it's going down, Kelts. I think it's going down. It's better. I think it's way better today. And I was like, I've never been more embarrassed or non-sexual in my life. Anyway,
congratulations.
3 months to go, and we'll see if it actually goes away or if I should have just skipped Cool Sculpting and went straight to liposuction. We'll see. Here's my good week. Remember that time I wore that Nasty Gal sweater?
Yep.
It was white with the deep V and the black stripe. And then my husband, Chris, said I looked like I was in the barbershop quartet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Blake Lively wore the same sweater this week. So you know what? I was right with my fashion sense because she's one of the best dressed women in the planet.
But she has a perm right now.
And she's pregnant.
She has a perm?
She has like a perm right now.
Yeah. Does she?
So you know what? I don't know. I'm not. Perm. I don't know.
Like a big perm?
Like a perm.
Like a perm.
Like there was a perm.
That was just one look.
But it's like a Jerry curl. What? And I was like, you know, Blake, I used to trust you.
Wait, and she's pregnant. How did the deep V work with the belly?
It looked great.
It did?
She looks good for being pregnant.
She looks great, and the sweater's a great choice, everyone.
That's an idiot.
All I want to say.
Jack?
It's a great sweater, and it couldn't be sexier.
The sexiest sweater I've ever seen.
So sexy.
Used as maternity clothing. And moving on, Jack.
It's a maternity sweater in real life. Anyways, okay.
It's my hot night outlook.
So, my good week is, I don't know if you guys, well, you're going to remember because you're on this podcast, but a couple weeks ago I was talking about how I read that article about how drinking red wine before bed helps you lose weight.
Yes.
But it was one article that I read with no other articles backing it up, and it was one university that did the study, but I'm just going to believe it as fact because it works with my lifestyle. So I found another article, and it's about champagne. And if you drink 3 glasses of champagne every day, it reduces Alzheimer's and dementia.
What did you just say?
It reduces Alzheimer's and dementia.
Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Uh-oh.
I need more champagne.
I thought you were saying old-timers. I was like,
wait, how do you say it?
Alzheimer's.
Isn't it A-L-T-H-C?
Moving on.
Okay. Whatever. It makes your memory better. So that's my good week because I'm drinking a lot of champagne. And I just believe any article that I read.
And bad week?
Bad week. So last weekend, Scott, like, took the doors and the roof off of my Jeep because we're going to have, like, a beach weekend, you know, drive around Santa Monica.
Sexy.
Super sexy. It was really fun. We, like, put our feet out the window. It was amazing. But I live in Hollywood, like kind of seedy, gross.
Not kind of, like very seedy.
It's a cesspool of disgustingness. So we're driving home from our amazing beach-filled weekend, and we're on Hollywood Boulevard, like right by the Chinese theater where all the people dress up in the costumes, and that guy that I dated is probably there in a superhero costume. And we're driving along, and there's this creepy Hollywood, probably on drugs, maybe homeless guy. This is actually for you, the story.
Yes.
And I see him, like, lock eyes with me. I'm like, okay. All of a sudden, he starts walking towards the car.
Nope.
And I was like, mm-mm. Shit. Walks, keeps mm-mm. walking. I'm like, Scott, he's walking towards the car. Gets in the seat of the car.
This guy.
And I'm like, what do I do? And we're stuck in traffic. We can't move forward. So Scott's like, and then finally starts moving forward and has to shove the guy out of the backseat of my car.
Oh, no.
And as this is happening, I learned a lot about myself because I've never been in, like, a fight or flight sort of situation mm-hmm. before.
What's your instinct?
And not that I could have, like, flighted away, ran mm-hmm. away, but as the guy's coming
Fled is also a...
Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Keep drinking, Jack.
As the guy's coming towards the car, I just start crawling up in a little ball, and I'm like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
That's my instinct, too.
It is?
Yes. You're a fight.
I'm a fight.
Oh, my God.
I will go crazy.
No, I know this.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
100%.
Would you have, like, punched him or something?
I would have screamed. I would have screamed fire. I would have started flailing. I would have, like, at the same time, simultaneously been dialing 911.
What?
Yeah.
I just shut down and crawled in a ball.
Me too. Me
and
too.
And if Scott wasn't there to shove him out of the car, he'd probably still be sitting in my back seat. Yep. And I'd be in a ball in the corner.
Yep. I know. It's a harsh
So when
reality.
You're looking at our questions later for Ask the Lady Gang, make sure you take the advice of small balls, Becca and Jack.
I do have small tiny little balls. Teeny, teeny, tiny.
Teeny little balls. I don't agree because if I needed any girlfriend of mine to back me up in a girl fight, Becca would be number one.
Seven.
That's different,
number
though.
Last.
If I know I'm going into something, I'm like prepared. My adrenaline takes over.
You mean it just in the moment
in
of
the
something
moment,
happening.
And if it's a homeless person especially. Because it's like they got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody...
Well, I feel like if, like, say I was in that situation and I had a little time, like, that was happening
to
for
think,
a little bit, I would finally be like, okay, now this guy has got to go. But, like, my initial reaction was to crawl in a hole.
We're going
to
be right back, and we have the official Lady Gang Ask Me Anything questions, no boundaries, and get ready to be entertained.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
Okay, so on our super secret Facebook group, we posted all the questions that you want to know the answers to. These are the most insane questions of all time, and we're going to answer them truthfully, honestly, and you can have two plead the fifths.
This is my favorite part.
It is.
We've
it's good.
And my publicist's least favorite part.
Leah's wilding out.
Leah might have to plead the fifth more than once because she actually has a reputation to protect.
That's true. No one cares what we say. You're right. Leah, if you have to plead the fifth, that's okay.
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 Thank you.
First of all, number one, what is the biggest trend out right now that you cannot stand?
Probably the Kardashian contouring trend where everybody's faces look the same.
Yeah.
With makeup because I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of jealous, but also not really.
Okay.
I'm going to say my least favorite trend looks so good on, like, the Gigi Hadids of the world, but the girls that are, like, me trying this trend, it's not my favorite. The, like, Adidas white sneaker with dresses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the, it looks like a bag of trash.
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
I don't really like the – I'm sorry if anyone here I'm noticing Kelty may have this.
On?
I can't do the cell phone purses. I'm sorry. I see the chain. No, but that's cute.
No, this is not cute. Let me tell you, defense of this, I use this for work. It's the ugliest phone. It's the ugliest phone case of all time. But because I'm on the red carpet, I need one.
Oh, because she's on the red carpet.
Yes.
Because I'm on the red
you
carpet.
You can't say that excuse
I need,
to me.
Here's the thing.
Drop.
But Leah, look at me. I'm interviewing you. I got my notes.
Right.
I got my mic.
Right.
And then I got to be able to live tweet your outfit.
Got
so
it.
So it's right here.
It's a
this
work.
Is, I would never have this.
Phone?
Yeah, I would never have this phone. It's
but
so ugly.
That's a unique. I'm talking about the long strap.
It goes around.
The long strap. Because, you know, I just think that. It's too much. Too
did
much.
You, did you think of this after seeing her phone case? Or
no, I noticed it at the exact same time. But you know I love you.
So embarrassing. Mine is the super poop-colored matte lip. Because when Miss California at Miss USA, you're very beautiful, but like she came out and she had the poop brown lip and I was like, can we not? Like, you're so young, you're so vibrant, you're so fresh. Why are your lips the color of poop? Like, I don't get it. It's too matte. I love a matte lip, just not in the poop brown.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
Next. If you had to be a Kardashian Jenner, who would you pick and why?
Oh, so I love this question.
Including Caitlyn.
You know, it's a tie between Kourtney and Kim for me, but I love Kourtney because she can keep her home gluten-free and dairy-free, and I think that that's mad respect for that level of, like,
dedication.
Commitment. And she's stunning, but I would just – that Kim, she is a smart, beautiful girl, and I just want to be her, and I would never put clothes on, and I would just walk around naked every day.
I would, too.
Love her.
Really, Becca?
It's a tough choice here. I would be Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Soon to be Kardashian.
Back.
Back.
She's the brains of that operation. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's one bad bitch. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Whoa.
Woof. You guys really go there here.
We go there.
Becca goes there.
I'm just eating a cherry gummy bear over here.
I mean, I'm not saying it's anything to be... I'm just saying Kardashian is the name of the big, grand, you know...
Well, they got a divorce. When you get a divorce, you go back to your other name.
Exactly. Yeah. And
then, I feel like... Does everybody? I feel like
not everyone, but people do.
Jack?
I would probably be... Chloe, because I'm obsessed with Scott Disick, but I wouldn't want to be married to him nor date him. I'd want to be best friends with him. And I feel like him and Chloe were like
that
BFFs.
Is weird.
I love Scott Disick. He's my favorite Kardashian.
I think he's so funny.
He is
funny.
You don't want to date him. Some of the stuff he says, just like, I think there was one episode where Kim was like, I think I want my butt to be smaller. And he like deadpan so serious. He was like, how are we going to make our money?
What?
It was on the show.
That's hilarious.
She wanted to make her butt smaller.
If she wanted to make her butt smaller,
that's amazing. He does not give a shit. He is amazing.
How are we going to make our money?
That's amazing. I would be North.
Oh.
North has the life. Because did you see that time she went to ballet and she had a Balmain jacket on? When I went to ballet, I had holes in my tights. And my mom was like, just wear them.
When do you think she's going to get her first procedure? Dead serious.
Probably when she's like,
No. People like that, because there's so much in the family, she's going to grow up and be like a granola. She'll be opposite.
I think it goes in like generationals. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. Well, never thought about that.
That baby saint is also the most beautiful baby I've ever seen in my entire life.
Do you think they actually had sex to create it?
I think that they have a lot of sex.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
I think he likes boys.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay, I'm no longer a part of this conversation.
What is your, moving on, what is your guilty pleasure when no one else is around and you gorge, your guilty pleasure snack?
Oh, food?
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty about any of it.
Okay.
I don't either. Oh, well, I just ate a full bag of cheddar and sour cream ruffles.
Oh, those are really good.
Okay, Becca?
Wait, this is something you turned me on to. We were working one night, and she's like, we need Astro Burger. We need to get Astro Burger.
Oh, Astro Burger's so good.
But wait, I get the veggie burger
with jalapenos on it.
Ugh.
And now I will drive through, and I have not one. Okay, Astro Burger is 0.2 miles from my house, okay? 0.2 miles. I have never, ever made it to my house without finishing the burger in the car.
It's so good.
I make a deal with myself in the car when I order it that I'm going to wait until I get home to eat it. I have never once made it.
Mine is the deluxe Amy's macaroni and cheese that the cheese is in one of those like silver packets and it's creamy. And then I still put more like butter and stuff inside and I sit and it just makes that like sound when you're scooping it out into your mouth. And then I also like make it worse and have like just like a sodium filled club soda on the side and watch Bravo. And then I wake up in the morning and my fingers are like sausages, but I'm like, I've never been happier.
Worth it.
Kelsey, what's yours? Like to have an entire package. I'm not talking sleeve. I'm talking package. Red package of chewy Chips Ahoy cookies.
Oof.
And dip them in the vanilla icing that comes in the jar, pre-made icing for a cake.
That's intricate.
I think I told you guys this. Like, you know this about me. Like, I don't like sweets. Becca knows
this. You just like cheese, right?
Just like cheese. I just want like salty stuff.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Speaking of salt.
Strange.
What's the worst fashion trend you ever followed?
Breakaway pants?
Whoa. I want another pair of those. Those are back in now, though.
Everything's back in.
Those, Adidas those is back in.
We're those all wearing chokers
I
now.
Love chokers.
Like,
it's all back.
How does this all happen? Just give me some snap bracelets and I'll be happy. Yes.
I love those. Awesome. I know mine. It's what I lost my virginity in.
Oh, no.
Von Dutch sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. Von Dutch.
Yeah. I had the trucker hats. I had the sweatshirts.
Yeah, you did.
I was like Orange County's worst nightmare.
Maybe is what I said we should be for Halloween. Becca and I had a genius idea. We probably had some wine and now we don't remember what it is.
Black Swan.
We could be Black Swan. Uh-huh. But also, I thought we should be ourselves at age 14.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, that's the best costume
right?
ever.
Isn't it the best?
We should do a theme party
like
where you have
everyone
to do that.
Dresses like themselves from
that's
high school.
Amazing. Yeah, done.
And you have to provide
have
a photo.
Sidekick.
For sure.
A photo.
Ooh.
Don't steal our ideas, listeners.
Or do.
Or do and tweet at the Lady Gang. Killing it.
Jack hired.
Worst trend. Ooh, Jack has some good ones.
So many.
It's an encyclopedia, basically.
I know. I don't know which one to go with.
That hair.
There are so many. I already talked about all my bad hair decisions. I guess when this is before my scene kid days, but I wore these shoes that I called the Orange County platforms. They're like the OCPs, we called them.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they were a foam platform flip-flop. Kind of thing, and they were.
I remember those.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, and wearing that with a jean skirt or UGGs with a jeans mini skirt.
Oh, so OC of you.
Yeah,
I did all that. I still would do that.
I loved that look, and I still do. If it came back, I would throw my hands in the air
Uggs,
and scream.
UGGs with the
one
mini
day.
Skirt?
Yeah, that was the day that the boy in PE turned around and told me he was going to vote me for best legs.
Oh,
for the superlatives. I was in that mini skirt and those UGG boots,
jean mini skirts, man.
So hot. In 11th grade, I had my hair dyed for like an entire 2 years like Ginger Spice.
Ooh. I mean, I had my hair dyed like Ginger Spice for like 3 years, 2 years ago.
Oh.
That's true.
Is that like the root dark?
It was like the front, orange, streak blonde, and then red. It wasn't cute because my eyebrows were like brown and non-existent.
Incredible.
Anyway.
Samesies.
Okay. Worst job you've ever had.
Oh, my God.
Can't be entertainment. Has to be like the thing. Well, have you had a job other than you've been in entertainment since you were a tiny?
Yes, I did. I have been working since I was 8 years old consecutively, but there was a small gap in time where I worked at a bat mitzvah dress shop.
Oh.
Yes. And I'm not, everyone thinks I'm actually Jewish. I mean, I am my father's, you know, family's Jewish and but my mother's Catholic and she raised me Catholic, so I look the part quite well, and every role I've ever played on Broadway was, you know, playing a Jewish girl. So they hired me probably because they thought this one here is going to know her stuff.
Yeah,
but I was very uneducated. And they tortured me. They were just not.
What knowledge do you need?
They were not nice to me, but also because my family, you know, this was a very wealthy town and my family wasn't like the wealthiest and I wasn't the coolest. I was the most, you know, I was the most uncool of all the cool kids, and that was good enough to get by high school and to get out of there. Mm-hmm. But that dress shop just was not.
Just killed you.
Tough times, Sarfati.
Thanks, Becca.
Bex?
I have so many, but I would say the top, when I really questioned my existence, was shoe modeling.
Oh my God, I was a shoe model too.
In Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas at Magic.
And
really?
It's the convention where all these like old men come from like department stores all over the world to look at shoes and place orders, and you're like basically just a live mannequin,
like a hooker. You're a shoe hooker.
Because I do those conventions now. I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'm doing Magic next month. But
do you need a model? I need some money
for the shoes. But I did one a couple weeks ago, and I think what's worse than a shoe model is probably a bathing suit model. But it's like 60 degrees in there, and you're standing.
But that means you have a hot body.
No, these girls did not have hot bodies.
Oh.
This goes into my worst job ever. I was a grass model.
What?
So there's also not just Magic for clothes. There's like big conventions for outdoorness, and people who sell the fake synthetic grass.
Like an AstroTurf?
Like $200 for the day for like 12 hours. You wear a bikini and you just dance to like Pitbull's Greatest Hits on the grass. In a bikini.
How old were you?
Wow. It was like 2004, a struggling dancer. It was horrible.
That's amazing.
It was so gross. And it was like called Sin Lawn. So if anyone has a Sin Lawn,
Sin Lawn?
I sold that to you, baby.
Damn.
Okay. What celebrity would you go gay for?
Oh, shoot.
So many.
So many.
I know.
I think mine's going to be Kate Hudson.
I mean, that's a good choice.
She's so hot and she seems like a real good time. Or Jennifer Aniston.
Both of those. Mine would be Margot Robbie.
Oh. Oh no, this is so hard.
Becca's like, Leah Michelle.
I'm like, Becca Tobin.
Oh God.
God, I feel like I think of them all the time. Oh, well, remember Ruby Rose, and I had that moment at Friday. And that moment
Ruby Rose is like the easy one.
Okay.
Can you pass me the champagne while you're thinking?
Is it weird that I find Lily Rose Depp like the most hot, gorgeous human on the planet? But she's like 12, so that makes me a pedophile.
Yep.
Also.
That's
but
fun.
Maybe her in like 10 years.
Okay.
Ew, I feel super creepy saying that.
It's funny because a lot of the, they're like young. Like Hailey Baldwin's like, super hot.
I always forget
really
how young they
she's
are.
A good one.
I would have to say Shay Mitchell. Because she's gorgeous, and then she would take me on all those trips with her.
It's true.
She's always
you could always
trips.
Go on a shaycation.
Yeah, right? I'm ready.
Shaycation.
You guys could have a vacation off. You both go on pretty amazing vacations.
I know you say that like you don't go on awesome
I know.
Vacations.
She's like
stuck at home.
Every 2 weeks.
That's the thing. You just have to find someone just like you, but a little bit like, you know, equally just as cool and... Have a great time.
It's true. You guys would be a really big lesbian power couple.
Oh, you could really get it done 100%. In Hollywood.
100%.
And you kind of look similar.
A high pony. Look alike. Yeah. Maybe I just love myself, you guys.
I think you're just a narcissist.
Okay. When you want to feel sexy, what is your go-to outfit?
Oh.
No clothes.
I retired sexy.
Stop.
T-shirt and like boy short underwear with like really soft lotion on my skin and like good smelly after the shower.
Oh, my God. after the shower for me.
Like a nice after the shower
feel
smelly.
Nice and clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In a leisure gown.
I definitely think like number one, like no clothes.
Yeah.
Feel pretty and clean. Not no clothes and dirty after a long day, like no clothes and clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty darn good in, like, a one-piece bathing suit or a bodysuit because everything's just nice and, like, sucked and tight.
I like that.
You know, and it just shows off all the right things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like a Baywatch one-piece.
Yeah,
I
like high on
one.
The sides, mm-hmm. low in the front.
No back.
I feel you.
I feel it. That's what I like, too. Or naked.
You look terrified. Becca's face is like, no, thank you. None of it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is it in a Santa suit?
Okay.
Becca's judgy.
Ooh, it might be.
Ooh. All right.
Santa fetish.
One's so good. This is the most original one we got. Describe your life using only 90s or 2000s pop punk lyrics.
Oh my gosh, I should have prepared for this.
Wait, what?
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. Boom.
That's not pop punk, but that's okay. We'll take
it. That's not pop punk.
I don't know one pop punk song because I actually was cool in high school, guys. Sorry, I can't answer this question.
Explain your life.
Pop punk, yeah. Do you have one?
Mine would be probably someone else go.
Okay. Jack, do you have yours?
No.
I have mine.
What is it? You gotta think because you came up with
semi.
Semi-charmed
kind of life.
Yeah.
Baby.
You know that's also not pop punk.
Okay, Jack. Okay.
That's 90s queen. Alternative.
Okay, fine.
I mean, can mine be like Kid Rock's Ba Wa Da Ba or something like that?
What does that mean to you,
What does
though?
That mean?
I don't know. That's just what I feel right now.
Ba Wa Da Ba?
Ba Wa Da Ba, Da Bang, Da Bang, Diggy Diggy Diggy.
No way.
Oh, my God.
I would give you the Cranberries.
Okay.
And what was it?
Linger?
Oh, my life changing every day.
Is that pop?
Possibly. No, just because your answer was pure pop and not pop. Punk?
Is that pop punk?
None of
them.
Technically, grunge.
That's also a 90s alternative.
Okay.
Technically, none of them were right.
But we tried.
I'm going to come back to this next week when I actually get a time to prepare.
The Lady Gang.
This is a good one. If you could trade lives with one of your co-hosts, which one would you be and why?
Oh God. None. Everyone's like, none.
Like, I'm good.
I would stay. Like to trade with Kelty because I feel like she's always on the go. She never, like, I mean, she's never bored. You're never bored.
I'm never bored.
You always have a purpose.
Purpose.
Even if you make it up yourself.
Too many purposes.
So many purposes.
Yeah,
many purposes.
I feel like Becca and I are too much the same in our personalities.
It's true.
I would take your life because you're so type A and anal about everything that I would like to know what it's like to be like a little bit neurotic about things because I'm too lazy to do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're all friends. I would choose Becca because she has a natural sense of style that I do not have, and it really bothers me every day when I think I look great, and then instantly the next moment I'm like,
thank you. Well, when you don't have a job, you have a lot of time to plan outfits.
So much.
Okay. What is one thing that you would tell your younger self now?
One thing I would tell my just like, don't worry. You know, like, if you would have told me, like, growing up that I would, like, have ended up here in L.A., like, with this, like, cool job and, like, everything, like, you know, I was so worried all the time that, you know, was everything going to work out? So, yeah. Or I'd say to myself, enjoy that burrito because in a couple years, it's going to show
you can't
on your
enjoy
ass.
That burrito.
Right.
Yeah. Bingo.
When my metabolism was on overdrive, I should have eaten more pizza.
When does your metabolism start going to shit?
Like 24.
Like, oh,
mine's like
good.
30.
Mine was 25. It was just
24,
like
25.
Done.
I feel like my metabolism's better now.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. Worst sex story. Everyone has one.
Oh, jeez.
I have mine.
What?
It's one time I was making out with someone. I did not have sex with them, but I felt the penis, and it was the thimble dick.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
It was so small. It was, like, this big.
It's where
a micro
term
prick from, and I never knew that.
Oh.
Till a guy's wiener did prick me on the finger.
Yeah.
Isn't that an awful feeling?
It's so weird because then here's what happens. You're, like, making out, and it's okay. It wasn't a great makeout, but then all of a sudden when you feel the tiny thimble dick, you know their secret. They know they have a tiny penis.
Wow.
And now you know the secret's out and you're like, I don't need any of that in my life.
I've slept with a tiny penis before like that and I could not feel
it. Didn't you take inventory before you let it enter you? That's the trick.
I was really drunk.
Okay. Okay.
Is that your worst sex?
I did not. No, but I'll just go with that one.
All eyes on me. this was many years ago, but if you're listening, what's up? You know who you are.
Oh, God.
I was super excited to have sex with this guy because he was so handsome. And when we did, his dog took a huge shit on the edge of the bed. And so mid beautiful final moment that I've been waiting for, there was just like a steamy at the end of the bed. And it just, we both were like, this is not terrible.
Not sexy.
And you really can't like move on after that.
That reminded me of one I want to share.
Sure.
That was terrible.
I'll tell you later, Kelty, who it is.
Okay.
Ooh.
I want to know. Okay, so I was making out with a guy once, also no sex because I think I was still a virgin, and we're like doing the thing, and then he kind of like sat up in bed, and I thought he was going to tell me something, and he puked all over my bed.
No.
And so I run out of my room, run into Anna, my roommate's room. She's having sex with a guy. I'd be like, Anna, blah, 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 puked in my bed. I don't know what to do. And then he slept in the puke, ended up bringing the comforter to the dry cleaner, and then had to drop it back off at my house like 2 days later.
Did you ever see him again?
No. And he also wore fingerless gloves, so that was kind of weird.
I mean, that should have been
the worst part.
That should have been
the
answer right there.
I was into that at that time.
Oh, did he keep them on?
I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm judging you.
I think he also wore one fingerless glove. I don't even know if it was on both hands.
Like Michael
Jackson?
Is he
like a robber?
He's coming to Becca's house. Quick, get your backpack for the dog.
Exactly.
Well, he did technically steal my comforter for a few days, so maybe.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I didn't tell mine.
Oh.
This one was a makeout session in New York City. I was really into this guy. We'd been on one date. It was the second date. We had like drinks. I was so excited. I was planning the wedding in my mind.
As you do.
And we go and we have like a makeout session on my couch. And I'm thinking in my mind, like, this is as far as it's going because I'm not having sex with him because I actually want this to go somewhere. And so I'm like, I'm keeping my clothes on. Like our shoes were on. It was a very PG, whatever. And I start feeling some motion below, like some movement.
a little wiggle.
And I'm like, what's happening? And so I keep making out with him, but I sort of like look down to see he's jerking off. And then it gets worse. He's jerking off and I go back to kissing him and I'm like, in my mind, the same girl who needs a backpack to escape with my dog at night, I'm thinking, this is a rapist. He's creepy. He's gonna kill me. I can't say anything. How do I get out of this? I need to be nice so he doesn't get mad.
Wait, where were you positioned near him where he could put his hand around his pants?
We were laying on the couch, like on our sides, facing each other, making out.
Was he hitting you with his hand?
That's what I was feeling, was like the motion of his arm. And I'm like, what is happening? We still have our shoes on. Again, shoes are on. So it's like so not appropriate for this time. I didn't even graze it yet. So I, in my mind, was trying to think of ways not to die. That I was like, how do I say? Like, it's 30 seconds of me just continuing to make out and thinking, like, the appropriate thing to say to someone. And then I get a hot load on my neck.
On your neck?
On my neck.
How did it get up?
How did it get out of the pants?
He was excited.
Did he have his pants unbuttoned?
It was unbuttoned and unzipped, and the wiener was out, and he was jerking off.
How far was the wiener from your neck?
Wow. I mean, I'm a short person. I have a short torso. It's not really that far for it to travel, and it's just a steamy, hot liquid hit my neck.
What did you say?
He goes,
of course. Like, that was great.
Like, totally, you're welcome.
Normal.
Oh,
that was great moment. And I just thought, again, this person's going to kill me because who does that? And I was like,
did he, like, get a towel?
No, I was like, I'm going to just, like, hop in the shower. And I get in the shower and I'm like, what am I going to say? So I come out of the shower and I'm like, so I have to be up really early. Like,
bye.
You know, bye. And he's like, okay, bye. And then I avoided his calls for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then he like would leave me messages being like, I don't know what happened. Maybe you like hooked up with an old flame and now you're like running off into the sunset.
Oh,
I'm like,
you're like, no.
Or you like, jizzed on my
come
on
out
my
of
neck.
Your hair.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
On Thank that you. Note, since we've lived through so much good life, we're going to help you figure out your life. Don't you really want to get advice from us? Coming up, Leah Michelle is going to help us answer all of our questions, the wise guru that she is.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, so before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want to go to jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and get 20% off your order. I can't speak. It's the Alzheimer's.
Oh, sad.
Okay, so our first... Well, you know the drill. You've done this before. Ask the Lady Gang. You're just going to answer everybody's questions and give good advice.
Okay.
We give shitty advice. Okay. And there needs to be somebody that does something good so everybody's feels good about their answers.
Yep.
All right, so our first question comes from CG, and she says, my boyfriend's mom of 3 years hates me for no reason. I have never done anything bad to him and would say I'm a great girlfriend. How should I handle this?
Is it for no reason, CG?
That's a Becca Tobin answer.
That was my answer. No.
I think it could totally be for no reason. I think that moms can be hard, especially with, like, sons. And, you know, she could be... Maybe they don't really know each other that well, but maybe that's the kind of situation that approaching and saying something and just being like, hey, I really love your son and I'm sensing this disconnect and maybe we can work on this. And maybe the mom would really respect that, you know, just being like, I really think you're amazing and I'm sort of thinking that you think I'm a bitch, but don't say that. Wouldn't you say that would be a good, just be upfront. If you want to spend your life with the person.
Mm-hmm. Also, she hasn't really... I mean, her question's really short. So she hasn't really said that she's talked to her boyfriend about it.
I was just going to say, yeah.
True. So it's like, maybe ask the boyfriend, like, is this how your mom is? Or she's acting this way to me? She seems cold. Like, is that normal? Is that a personality trait I need to, like, kind of crack through? Or...
And then if the mom hates you, like, there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes moms are going to hate you. Like, you know, and there's tons of people that have terrible in-laws and, like, they just don't like
especially
them.
Especially the moms that want to, like, be romantic with their own sons.
Right.
You know those ones.
Wow.
You know, they're, like, act like their sons are their husbands and it's super creepy. You guys don't know women like this?
I plead the fifth.
There it is.
After all that.
Okay, our next question comes from Brianna on email, and she says, "Hey, ladies, I've been talking to my old boyfriend who I was with from sophomore year of high school to the end of college, on and off, and he is everything I've ever looked for in a man. He was my first real love and still means the world to me as a best friend. Sadly, after college, we went separate ways and have very different lives now. I'm now a surgeon and really care about my work. He is also doing well in his field of work. We tried seeing each other not too long ago, but he denied it at last second when it was his move in the first place. I've made it this long without a man. Do you think I should let it go? If not, what do I do to get him back?"
Oh, long lost love. It's so romantic.
But he came back into the picture?
He came back into the picture and denied when they met each other.
When it was when they met each other or right before
or
they were going to meet?
Seeing each other.
Yes, they were going to meet up.
They were going to rekindle and then he just backed out.
He was scared.
I mean, pursue it one more time and give him the opportunity to, like, maybe meet up again. Mm-hmm. If not, it just wasn't meant to be.
I have a feeling he didn't want to meet up with you because maybe there's someone else in his life.
Or that.
I think this goes back to what we always talk about, men being very black and white. And it's like, if he really wants to see you again, if he wants to rekindle something, especially if you have a history together, you know, there's something there to hold on to. And if he's making it hard for you guys to get back together and to rekindle something, then, I mean, I guess it's his loss.
And it sounds like you're kind of a badass. So, I mean, is he worth you? Like, is this your guy? Like, the one that kind of, like, blows you off at the last second? Like, I also feel like Dr. Lady, go get yourself another sexy McDreamy at Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. I had that guy, like, that you were, like, your first love and, like, your first boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And then a few Christmases ago, I was in a dark place and I got drunk at a bar and I started making out with him. And I realized when I sobered up just for a split second what a loser he still is. Mm. But, like, I had hyped it up to this person who's, like, the first love. It's got to be something super special. But he's just kind of a big loser who still doesn't have a job.
Mm. Our last question comes from Mackenzie on email. And Mackenzie says that within the last year, I've had pretty terrible experiences with guys, but I still find myself constantly checking social media and waiting for guys' likes on my Instagram, Twitter, etc. Aside from just focusing on myself broadly, what are specific things I can do to shift my mindset of always thinking about guys to always thinking about bettering myself?
Oof. It takes a long time to really get to a place in your life when you really feel like you love yourself despite what anybody else thinks. And that takes a lot of time and work and soul searching. And, I would say that I would definitely start by going cold turkey with a social media and really finding some places that you can access, activities and stuff that make you feel good about yourself. You know, get into some really fun classes or do some, maybe a fun little retreat, something where you can just, like, block everything out and connect with yourself.
Yep.
And go from there. I mean, it's not an overnight thing.
Yeah.
I'm just at a place in my life where I'm like, I've always been really, cool with me. I've been like, you're kind of cool, I like you. But especially, like, lately, I've been like, I think you're, like, pretty great.
It's so hard to separate the outer world liking you and accepting you and giving you compliments and, like, helping you with your self-confidence and then you actually doing it for yourself. Like, those two things are so separate. Like, I think I'm someone that's always looking at the world, which is why I'm probably such a, like, an anal bitch, is that, like, I'm always looking at the world to be like, good job, you did it, you accomplished this today, good, you know what I mean? And then to actually get that from, like, within yourself on, like, the little things that you do for yourself every day, it's definitely a challenge. So I'm with you. But yeah, turn off the social media. And also, like, the guy of your dreams is going to come along, and he's not the guy that you're, like, watching you, like all your Instagram posts. Like, that is not your dude.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, when we're going to, like, what you would tell your younger self. Like, the one thing I would tell my younger self is, like, that guy's a douchebag. Like, you're wasting all your time on these stupid boys. Mm-hmm. And if you're, bending over backwards to make sure that they like you or whatever, that's not the guy for you. And when the time is right and you meet the man of your dreams, like, he's going to like you for who you are and all the things that you're into and all your little quirks and whatever. And it's not going to be one of these, I hope you, like, liked my Instagram picture. Like, it will come naturally in a sense.
I mean, it's like when your mom comments on your Instagram. Like, I don't like when my husband comments on my Instagram. I'm good. Like, please don't. Like, just look at me in real life.
Looking good, Kelsey.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, girl. I'm like, who are you right now?
Yeah.
get it, girl.
You get it, girl.
I think also at 20 years old, like, cut yourself some slack. That's, like, the height of, like, giving a shit about what people think, especially boys. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, try to, like, just know in the back of your mind that these people are probably not going to matter in 10 years. But mm-hmm. what will matter is what the work you've put into yourself, your career, mm-hmm. your other things, like your friendships.
Yep.
But, you know, it's you're not going to be able to brainwash yourself into not thinking about boys and social media and all this, like, BS. But, like, yeah, I think just do things that make you feel good about yourself regardless of having people watch them and mm-hmm. like it.
Don't do it for the Instagram post.
Oh, don't do it for the gram.
I was just at the beach this weekend, and I watched a mother take pictures of her daughter and her daughter's friend. They were probably like 15 or 16. She took photos for over an hour for her daughter, who was taking bathing suit photos on the beach with her friend. Like,
was it the daughter dictating all this and the mom is just like,
yeah, and the mom is just going along with it like a hired help.
And were they sexy?
They were, like, too sexy to be teenage girls. Yeah. And it's just, like, that's – instead of being at a beautiful beach in California and, like, having fun with your friend, you're taking 800 photos to pick one to put on social media to get, like
– to make sure everybody knows you're at the beautiful beach in California.
Did you unbelievable. See that post the other day? I don't know who put it, if it was Rachel Platten or Jessie J. Someone posted – or Katy Perry maybe, and it was a bunch of people, like, on the side of what looked like a parade or, you know, how they're behind, like, the barricade. And everyone had their phone up except for this one woman in her, like, 80s or 90s aww. Right in the front just actually aww. Watching.
I also don't get like, stuff like that. Like, who's going to watch your parade video?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has to document everything. And I think for someone who's 20, like, they live in a very different world now than we grew up in. And social media is the, you know, what everyone believes to be the end-all be-all of, you know, your life.
It's true.
But it is the end-all be-all of my life, it guys. Is.
For Kelty. But Kelty's also just...
I mean, I'm already thinking about the photo we're going to take tonight, like... eating dinner or doing something cute. Good.
Well, social media is just, it's part of life.
You're a great role model, Leah Michelle.
You know, I mean, but it's doing
so
good
don't
things.
Don't do what I'm doing.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then I post it and I don't look again.
It's good, clean fun.
Speaking of good, clean fun, you guys, Scream Queens is back. It's coming back. We're very excited for you and all the good things. I know you have tons of great, exciting announcements coming out this fall. So congrats on all your slaying.
Thank you.
You slayed all summer long. She's going to slay into the fall.
Wait.
I know you already follow Leah, but if you're not, head on over to Instagram, Twitter, Ms. Leah Michelle.
M-S-L-E-A-M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
So sexy. And thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. Thank you for being our honorary member.
Yes, guys.
We learned a lot. I learned a lot. You're hired. You're in.
Keep bugging Kelty and everyone to have me back on.
You will. Follow us at The Lady Gang. Go on theladygang.com. Subscribe to our newsletter because I painstakingly put it together every week and I think it's pretty darn funny. Also, find our super secret Facebook group. It's like Fight Club, but for girls. And we will see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.